Is it recording now?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. My name's Max.
I'm Yoko.
I'm Nick.
And we're the Goons. This is our first attempt at trying this podcast.
Second attempt, technically. We've done this before.
Well, I don't want to look like we don't know what we're doing.
Like, you look like a fucking rookie.
This is our first.
This is the first time we're doing this. It's kind of awkward, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, we'll just do this. I mean, we're just going to make a podcast, talk about whatever the fuck we like, say whatever we want, talk a lot of shit.
Talk about bands, comics, movies.
He just fucking
angry. Video games. Wrestling, because I'm a huge wrestling guy. Hockey. Okay, we got it covered, guys.
They hockey. Are, because I don't know about hockey.
Penguins game, someone just scored, and it's an anal raping. Hey, it's Jordan Nolan's dad. There you go.
Jordan Nolan's a cool guy. If he's listening right now, I want Jordan Nolan to know I like him.
Just because he fights.
Because he fights. I just showed Yoko Goon yesterday, the movie.
Great movie.
I've been wanting to watch it, but just forgot.
It's a great movie. I don't like him in anything else. I've never seen American Pie. And it's just because of him I've never seen.
Do We Work My Car?
No.
Never seen it?
No.
That's a good movie.
I thought that other dude was Ashton Kutcher in the beginning. The dude in Goons, the guy that's all super good, and then he's scared.
Oh, the Flam?
Yeah.
He did look like Ashton Kutcher.
The guy is like, that's fucking a hooker, right? Like, on a pool table?
Yeah, and he had like a spitting fight with Jay.
Oh, yeah. They're reading porn.
That's disgusting.
You've never spit at another person.
No, spit, like, honestly grosses me out. I don't like spit at all.
So, in what porn? Some girl doesn't spit at you.
No, like,
she won't spit on you.
When people like, spit on the street, like,
oh, but.
So, if it's on you,
that's disgusting.
Fine.
What not
if
even on me.
On you, it's
if it's on my dick, it's fine.
Alright.
I don't care.
We're touching every level here.
I don't even know how far we can honestly go.
I mean, I don't think anything's off. I mean, there's a podcast about if there's a podcast about health food, I mean, we can talk about junk food and porn. It doesn't matter.
All right,
the average 20-something-year-old life.
All right, so we should start it off with
wrestling. Your match you went to. The match you went to live. What was that, last Friday?
I went to a PWG event, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, and honestly, to me, that is the greatest wrestling on the market right now.
And why is that, Max?
Yeah, exactly, why?
Why?
I mean, you got a bunch of kids wearing John Cena shirts pissing
on
me right now.
I love WWE, like, I have all my life. But when it comes to the actual wrestling, like, the sports side of it, PWG doesn't fuck with storylines and any of that stuff. And these guys hit each other hard. Like, they hit hard and they go fast. And
like, so if they saw each other, like, at a, a movie theater, they'd fight in general. Like, they don't like each other just in general, or is it like a whole?
That's,
or is it just they wait for like their matches and beat the shit out of each other?
They wait for their matches and beat the shit out of each other. There was a tag match with Inner City Machine Guns, Ricochet, and Rich Swann versus AR Fox and ACH, and they actually tag teamed the last show that I went to in December. So. They're all friends, but they know when it comes to wrestling.
It's fucking showtime.
It's showtime. It's not like WWE where The Undertaker only lives at WrestleMania and it goes back to
he's
the grave.
Undefeated.
He's been killed like 10 times.
Yeah. He's been buried alive and came back to life.
That was a memory as a kid. Like, didn't Stone Cold bury his ass alive?
Stone Cold.
Did everyone bury him?
Okay, Kane and Vince McMahon did
fucking
it.
Mom buried him.
And he keeps coming back.
Didn't Kane get burned twice?
King.
What was that, Burned Alive match? Or the ropes were on fire or some shit like that?
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Inferno match. The
go.
First one of Undertaker versus King.
Shit we'll never see again on live TV.
The last one was against MVP. I think it's a newer guy that you guys don't know who it is.
MVP?
MVP.
Yeah, that guy's fucking cocky. They call himself MVP.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't know who the fuck he
that's
is.
That's his initials. Montanius something Porter.
Enough about that. Tell us about THX Wrestling.
THX Wrestling?
Who the fuck names their kid Montanius?
Some shit like that, Montel or something.
You probably
shit.
Wanted to name Montez, but it was played out back in the day.
Shout out to the homie Montez.
Montanius.
Man.
Montanius Excalibur.
Are those things sold out when you go to them?
Oh, hell, they break the fire, like, the
fire
marshal rules and just pack as many people as they can.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's, like, a good, like, 100, 200, like, chairs, But if there's no seats, you're standing.
Oh, this looks like a standing room thing.
Yeah, it's like
when you go to a show, it's like general admission, and they know they're not supposed to pack any people, and they just fucking herd you in there.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like that. Like, and
because I want to go. I mean, I saw videos of this, and this shit looked like the Attitude Era shit. We watched as kids, blood and fucking people getting drop kicked, chick getting kicked in the
awesome.
Kicked in the clit. Like shit just went down. Like the video showed me some guy got fucking speared and
dude, like
fucking like you were fucking in the back screaming like a little girl.
Hey. I don't think I scream as hard as you do at a Kings game. I'm sure. I'm sure. Like
okay. If you want to talk screaming like a girl, that's George.
George.
Okay,
George just screams like a girl. Doesn't matter where he's at.
That goes out to the 5 people that are gonna listen to who know a shark among us.
Hey, shout out to the 7 people who are gonna listen to this.
Shout out to my cat.
We would appreciate it if you guys actually share this. That actually would be tight.
So, Max, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how old you are, if you want. If you like girls or boys, whatever you want.
My name's Max. Maximiliano Magana.
Maximiliano Magana,
I'm
yes.
20.
Mm-hmm.
Born in L.A.
In L.A.
At least you're not one of those homos who goes, oh, established in 1990. Like,
established.
No, you weren't. You're a fucking mistake and your dad didn't pull out and then fucking you happened.
The other thing
Nothing was established and nothing was fine.
The other one I didn't like was when I was like about to turn 18 and everyone else around my age was like about to turn legal. Like,
oh,
you know?
Who's gonna fuck you? Who you been trying to fuck me? You have to ask, I'm gonna be legal, guys. Time to fuck.
That one didn't
like, I didn't get
way.
It too. Like, were you illegal the whole time? Like,
yeah,
is there a certain age you're like, oh, we can't fuck with him now, he's a citizen. Like, no. There's no fucking, like, it made no sense.
I got no papers, I can't be whatever.
Once 21 hits, I can fucking...
I can fuck Canadians.
What I didn't like, too, is, like, when people, like, that whole, like, oh, I'm legal, that's people, like, oh, yeah, now I can drink legal. I'm like, you were getting fucked up years before that. It made no fucking difference.
Like, it should be illegal for your 14-year-old ass to be smoking weed.
Exactly, but it's America. They get all the hate mail on that.
USA!
Fucking
USA! 420!
I don't like the way you spoke about cannabis.
Alright, tell us about yourself.
Nick. Tell us about yourself, Nick.
I'm 22. Play 22. Drums and guitar. I have a turtle.
It's a big ass turtle.
Yeah.
Yoko was crying about his turtle never
growing. My turtle
growing.
Never grew after 2 years.
You need a big tank.
I heard that. It's like the environment.
Yeah.
They grow based on the tank?
Yeah. So if I put her in a tub, she grows at like Blastoise size.
Oh, is that where the ones in the ocean are fucking
huge? Fucking huge, yeah. And fuck SeaWorld too. Blackfish. I'm on that blackfish.
You can't Photoshop magic like that.
Yes, you can. Okay, there's no fucking. You're not. I mean, what if you ever saw a turtle that was that happy to see you? If it's not your pet.
I mean, I don't know if your turtle's happy.
She doesn't like anybody. She likes me and Daisy. That's it.
No, it follows my finger.
Yeah, because she thinks you're food.
I'm like food.
Look, it scratches.
So what else do you like, Nick?
Hockey. Music, comic books.
What's your favorite comic?
I'm like, favorite comic book? Yeah. It's The Incredible Hulk. Yeah, but it's The Incredible Hulk from the 90s. It's not like the fucking, Marvel.
Space Alien.
Yeah,
Hulk.
I mean, there was a cool, like, Hulk 2099, and there was, like, some cool shit when we were kids, but all this, like, I read, like, a 2000 one. It had a good storyline, but it was always the artwork that draw. Like, I mean, everybody looks at something like,
yeah.
It looks fucking cool. Like,
yeah.
People that like Venom, people that like Carnage, people that like...
They look cool.
Batman, Spawn, like, it's fucking awesome artwork, and this new type of fucking... This new type of Hulk was just bland and boring. Like, it looked pretty shitty. I mean, what happens when fucking... That's what happens when Disney buys your shit out. And also, I hate Disney. I hate Disney. What a passion. I fuck Disney and Tim Burton.
Okay, I don't know. I really like Tim Burton's work. I
okay,
like
okay, whoa, whoa, whoa.
His Batman was okay.
Yeah, you know what? Read a comic book, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Batman, he did.
That was fucking horrible.
I don't like what he said about the
I'm loyal
to
Kevin Smith
and shit.
I am loyal to him till the grave.
Yeah,
so that's why I
don't,
I hate him.
That's one thing I will disagree with Tim Burton, but everything else, I really like his work.
Yeah, and fuck that guy from, is that one show? Is it fucking How I Met Your Mother? Doogie Howser?
Who?
Doogie Howser. What the fuck is his name? Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris.
Fuck that homo. Oh, I'm not hating on him because he's gay. I'm hating on him because he just makes fucking judgments about people he doesn't know.
I mean, he is gay, so you didn't say anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you even get mad? Oh, you can't be calling a gay man gay.
Fuck that straight dude.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he'd get offended if you call him gay?
Nah.
He's already gay, right? I mean, how mad can you be? It's not like you're going like, oh,
I mean,
you eat dick.
I think gay people would be offended if he got offended if someone called him gay, because then he'd be thinking gay is a bad word.
Right.
Why don't you call someone gay straight? See how
Max
pissed off
gay.
They get. Hey, shut the fuck up.
Hey,
like
hetero
that shit.
You heterosexual.
Nah, fuck that shit, nigga!
Is your fridge running? Runs like you very homosexually?
What the fuck was
you
that?
Heard that was Family Guy. That's classic, man. That was vintage Family Guy.
That's been I don't know. I watch on and off Family Guy. I don't sit my ass on Netflix watching that shit. Who's
going? I stopped watching Family Guy.
I just rewatched Simpsons, and
the
I was laughing my ass off.
Right, it was the early ones, right?
Yeah, I forgot
after
how
2003.
Really
I think that's when it. That's where the 300 episode. I think
I thought like after Conan O'Brien stopped writing for him, it sucked.
Yeah,
because Conan like. I don't know, Conan was just dope as a writer.
He did, like, the best parts of The Simpsons, I think. Like, the whole monorail episode, too.
Hey,
monorail!
Shout out to Conan O'Brien. He's actually really cool.
You
I
met him?
No, I never met him.
We went to a show, though.
We went to go to a live taping.
I like Conan O'Brien.
It was really tight.
Conan O'Brien's dope. Hate his fans.
His diehard fans?
Yeah, dude, because
like, I never met any of his fans.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, dude, like,
Yoko.
As soon as he went to TBS, like... Everybody went like, oh, fucking Team Coco. Like, where the fuck were you guys? And he was on Channel 4. Like, I used to watch him on Channel 4. Shout out to Craig Ferguson. That guy's still getting work. Like,
oh, that guy's pretty cool.
Craig Ferguson's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right, so how old are you, Yoko?
I'm 24 years old. I like movies.
I didn't even get to say what I liked. All right, continue.
Well, that's your fault. I like movies, TV shows.
You weren't stern enough. That's why no one cared.
I like Photoshop. I like comedy. I like pussy.
You're not going to get any after this.
I don't care. I'm committed.
Who are these seven people going to tell?
Nobody. Nobody at all. I was established in 1989.
Had to take it there.
Established and, you know, I was copyrighted in 2014. And that's pretty much about me.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? I don't think I have a lot of favorite movies. It's like, what's your favorite band?
Give me a list.
Iron Maiden.
Give me a list.
Damn.
I can name a list of my favorite movies. I can't name one, but that goes for everything. I can name like a list of comics.
Shit.
I can name a list of wrestlers. I can name a list of TV shows.
I thought
your favorite was The Undertaker.
Him and CM Punk are number one.
What happened to that dude?
Daniel Bryan?
No, not the dude. My bad.
Big Lebowski.
Never mind. I forgot.
We want a parking lot that?
That was a rapey.
What's that mean?
You want to save it for later when you remember?
Yeah, I'll remember. I'll rain check it.
Alright, that's the one people know. I got that from Kasim. Shout out to Kasim. I like his going deep interviews with porn stars.
I mean, what do they have to talk about?
He actually created like a really like awkward environment for them.
What do you mean? Like it's like a hostile porn? Like
no,
he's
like
he's choking them.
It looks like really.
This is not a real dick.
It's a really nice set that he made, like red curtains and everything. But he just acts like a really like quiet and like.
I mean, if he would have made curtains, if he would have made like labias, like beef curtains, and they came out of that, like that would have been an awesome set for a porn interview.
Street music is my favorite though. YouTube cast some street.
You know,
music?
I listen to street music because it comes from the streets.
Streets
no, it's him and his other dude.
It's from the ghetto.
I forgot his name, but they go like at Venice Beach and they're playing the guitar and they just sing a song based on like anyone who's like walking by and they just like they'll talk shit like it's funny. Like, they almost got beat up by this one drunk dude. And
you think it's funny?
These other Mexicans came and saved them. They're really cool guys.
How do you know they were Mexicans?
Because they said in the video.
Okay.
I base my Mexican tribe off of that. On people who are YouTube.
So you guys excited about the new Spider-Man movie?
Yes.
Kind of.
I like Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't like the chick, though.
Emma Stone?
Emma Watson. This hipster actress. And I'm cool.
You know who's a really hipster actress, actually? Jennifer Lawrence, I think.
Was she in Hunger Games?
Yeah, Hunger Games chick.
Never seen it.
She's hot.
I mean, I like her, but she's pretty, like, laid. I don't know.
She's laid back, like, cool.
Hey,
shit.
Guys.
I guess
I won an Oscar.
She's wearing shades.
Well, that's how she is. That's how she is. She's just a cool person.
Does Leonardo DiCaprio have an Oscar yet?
Nope.
No.
What is the Oscars again, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up.
You better get one. We write.
Hey, Wolf on Wall Street was fucking tight.
Dan, there's people complaining there's too much nudity. It was like, oh, so much sex in this movie.
There hasn't been any nudity in any movie that's been out. Like, I haven't seen nudity in years. Well,
that's
not
true.
In person.
When you showered your photo?
I said not in person, but in movie-wise, there hasn't been any movies with titties and ass and shit. So it was about time that someone was, like, trying to make up for the whole year.
You gotta, like, put as much tits as you can.
Much tits, ass,
blood. But it just goes back to, like, Django. Like, they used nigga, like, so many times. And that's only because that's how it was.
Oh, yeah, people were complaining about that. So they were complaining that Jamie Foxx was, like, because they interviewed him. He's like, yeah, I get to kill a bunch of white people. Like, they're calling him racist.
what did he say?
Because they were interviewing him and they're like, they just asked him something. He's like, well, like, in this movie, I get to kill a lot of white people. So that's pretty cool. And I guess white people got offended.
Too? I'm pretty sure, what's his name? Spike Lee? Do the right thing? I'm pretty sure he backed that interview fully. Because I remember when Django came out, he had a problem with Quentin. He was like, it was a racist movie. And I was like, this guy makes nothing.
Spike
but,
Lee said that?
Yeah, he said it was
Spike
like,
Lee complains about
racist.
Everyone, though.
Yeah, but the thing that's stupid, this is a fucking oxymoron. He's like, oh, it's fucking movies, like, racist. I'm like, do you remember your first fucking movie? All you were doing was painting white people like they're fucking savages and fucking, you know. I'm not saying they're not savages, but I'm saying your fucking kind's any weirder, like.
Everybody
has fucking flaws.
Anyways.
Movies? Next movie's coming out. I'm gonna go see RoboCop. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I wanna see RoboCop too.
RoboCop looks tight.
No, I wanna see part two.
I like the first one. Fucking Red Foreman comes out and shoots the shit out of Peter Weller.
Red Foreman.
You see that? He blows
pieces
with a 12 gauge.
I seen it.
I felt it.
I'm excited for the remake of Poltergeist.
They're remaking it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this.
Yeah.
You told me about it,
but I never looked into it.
I'll show you guys right now. It's going to be fucking tight. I mean,
poor little Carol Ann.
I hope people don't die in this one.
Oh, no shit. That curse, right?
Everyone died.
The little girl?
I think she died last. No, she died, but
didn't
she
that,
died
like
after the third movie.
That dwarf chick died, too?
Yeah, I
was
think
she
so.
Dwarf?
I think one of the...
What's the cutoff between a midget and a dwarf?
Poltergeist, 2015.
Alright. Wait, 2013?
2015.
Oh, I was like, you're fucking, you're behind, dude.
Like, shit's already out.
We got a time travel to go watch this movie?
I'm Doctor Who, so I can go anywhere I want.
I've yet to see that.
It's not Doctor Who, it's the Doctor.
Who's that? Get it?
I just don't know why. Is it, like, really good?
It's just like an adventure.
Wait, did you hear about, like, in the 60s or 70s, they hacked the show? I was listening to Tom, Steve, Dave, and they were talking about, it was a Halloween episode, and they were talking about how they hacked, like, a couple minutes of it, and there was, like, I don't remember if there was, like, a dude, some weird guy in a room or some shit like that, taking a shit or something. Something like that?
Never heard of that.
But you heard they hacked it, right?
No.
Did you hear about the... they found a time traveler in one of a movie from the 1920s. That was a so-called time traveler.
That woman.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
It was for it was for like a premiere. They were filming outside the movie. And there's a lady just walking, talking on the cell phone.
Yeah, it was like straight B-roll.
She's like, I'm photobombing them.
They don't know what it is for another 100 years.
She's probably dead now. She's in prison for messing with time.
You think it's true?
I don't know. I mean,
I hope it's true. That'd be cool.
It would be. I mean, time travel. Okay, isn't there a point in like in the world like where you can walk over and like time crosses or some bullshit like that? It's kind
of
like crossing the equator or something.
Something
like
that.
Obviously,
yeah, I've
bands
heard
do
of
that. Like, yeah, I saw Parkway Drive do that, where they're like, "Oh, we're in this time zone. Now we're in this time zone." They're just standing there and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, like, so technically, that's kind of like time travel, is it? It's like poor man's time travel. Are you gonna reach it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not impossible to time travel forward. but it's just improbable, I guess.
Back to the Future, everybody wants a time travel ever since that movie.
Yeah, I like time to that future. Tongue twister future. Tongue to the future.
Can't even practice. We should do warm-ups. We should do vocal warm-ups before we do this thing.
Would you think they'd ever remake that?
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
I want them to, and I also don't want them to.
Well, I mean, what would be the reasons why you want them to remake it?
Just, or continue it, you know?
I mean, the third one was like whatever, though.
The third one, that was probably my least favorite.
Like, I liked it, but...
When they went Western?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they filmed the second and third one, like, at the same time. Then they just... They busted the Matrix, or the Matrix busted them.
Oh. Wasn't a fan of that movie.
Matrix? Dude, I only like the first one.
Yeah, I only like the first one.
Awesome. The first one's tight.
Keanu Reeves is awesome.
Bill & Ted? Bill & Ted's Excellent
I like them in that one.
Bugs Adventure? Come on, man. You never watch that shit?
Nah, I never watched it, honestly.
Really?
No.
Alright, well... I guess this episode's coming to an end. It's our first episode. A little rough waters in the beginning.
Fuck this.
Some
one.
Vocal points. The fuck up. Oh, vocal points.
I don't
guess
do
we
this
can
anymore.
We can end on a story. We went to Frankincense today.
Frankincense.
I don't know if like, I took Max there for the first time. Oh, Max took me, but we went there for the first time last Wednesday. And if you don't know what Frankincense is, it's a nerd mecca. Like, we look like badasses walking in there. Even Yoko.
I felt tight.
Right? Yeah, we like that. It's like, I felt like 8 feet tall. Like, I mean, like, the hardest kid there looks like the fat Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so...
The hardest kid there was the one doing the karaoke.
Oh, yeah, we walked by a guy's...
What song was he doing?
Karaoke. I forgot.
I don't know, but he was singing himself.
It was a really well-known song, though.
I mean, it must have worked, because he had girls. I mean, when we walked by the booth again, there was a girl talking to him.
Yeah, he had Morrissey haircut.
Right? He looked equally as sad. So, you know...
I'm here singing...
All alone...
I'm a drunken ace.
I mean, so, yeah, so we went to Frankincense and I got fucked over. I was trying to sell some video games and a Dreamcast, and sold a Dreamcast and video games collectively for $25, which is bullshit, but
money's money, I guess.
That's Asians free.
Well, I didn't buy anything.
What?
Racist.
Well, that's all the time we've got today, because that's the time we say we got today. All
right, fuck it.
And... Yeah. We'll
Thanks,
have the next podcast with a special guest interview, Oscar Torres.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
Former guitar player of, what is it?
NEP. Continuum.
Crisis Honorum.
Guitar player currently of some indie band.
Some
with
indie
some dude.
Lame band.
Named Lester.
Fresh Dresser Extraordinaire.
J2 Fresh.
And we'll have a Valentine's edition next week, so.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.